This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny B's, Pepe's and Greeks and Square in Frankfort, Clinton County Daily News, along with Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, along with Slavy's Food and Freedom. I'm Ken, and we're joined once again today by our beautiful co-host, Melissa Miller. How are you?
Don't go there.
I'm not going anywhere.
Anyway, yep, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Thank goodness.
You know, for you guys, it is good. As we all know, we're usually in here on the weekends at some point in time. So.
Yep, definitely.
Your WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana for today, a chance of showers. High of 91. It's already getting up. It's already above 70, so just get ready for that. Tonight, rain is possible. The low is 71. Tomorrow, rain with a high of 84. Thunderstorms are likely on Sunday with a high of 86, and thunderstorms stay in the forecast for Monday with a high of 89. It's currently 72 degrees. Forecast goes to 70% chances tomorrow, 60% on Sunday, and what the heck is Monday? I haven't looked ahead that far yet. 50% chance on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. And if it holds together, I mean, the kind of line of rain that's heading across the northern part of the state, there is a little bit at Lafayette, and actually it's should be starting to get a little cloudier outside. We haven't had a chance to look. We could have some rain here in just a bit,
according
to the radar.
The sun was out brightly a few minutes ago, and I don't see it out quite as bright now as what it was. So.
Yep.
A couple things need to let you make sure you are aware of. And for those who wanting to get a head start on cleaning their properties, Clinton County residents can take advantage of the free landfill day sponsored by Republic Services tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the landfill site, and that's at 2701 North State Road 39. This is for one day only. Pickup trucks, family vans, carloads of items for disposal can be dropped off free of charge that day at the landfill site. No trailers or dump trucks will be allowed. Also, no electronics, and that includes TVs and computers, along with roofing, appliances, tires, batteries, yard waste, or liquids will be allowed. That is tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then beginning Monday and lasting through the 4th of July, the city of Frankfort's going to have its spring cleanup. Street Superintendent Jason Forsyth says the street department is offering free drop-off at their location at 905 Burlington Avenue during the week of the city's spring cleanup, which is for Frankfort residents only. The service is not available for businesses. Forsyth added that residents can drop off up to 2 pickup truckload items of materials per residence. That includes large bulk items such as couches, mattresses, box springs, appliances, carpet, chairs, up to 2 car tires, dressers, and TVs from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and on Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. That's a spring cleanup day coming up, or spring cleanup week, I should say, coming up next week in the city of Frankfort. It starts Monday and lasts through Saturday. Anybody's got any comments or questions, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. You can give us a call. We'll see if see who we have. Oh, we do have a caller. Okay. See when we get to it here. So
today is barcode day.
Okay. All right. I want
to. We talked.
Okay. Michael, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, my award-winning sportsman.
Thank you. Appreciate that. How's life on the east side of the county?
Well, it's still sunny over here.
Still
may
sunny?
May not last.
Yeah, it's getting cloudier here.
Yeah. And how's that beautiful Melissa doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Mike. How are you doing?
It's good to hear your voice again. I have missed you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Did Kevin and... Russell go to Wisconsin to hear Trump? Is that why he's
no,
there?
Kevin's dad died earlier in the week.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, well, that happened Monday, and he's been gone since. So then he's going to take a vacation after that. So I kind of expect him back here about middle of next week.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear about his dad.
Yeah, but it was very unexpected.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about Trump, Ken and Melissa? Got any opinions?
I don't know if we can say what we really want to say on air.
Yeah, true.
Well, I can't either, so we're
kind of yeah, kind of. I thought it was interesting, though, that I wonder whether or not, did you see where he got slapped with a couple of cease and desist for using music again? Tom Petty's.
No, I didn't see that.
Tom Petty's estate slapped him with one, and then there's a more modern band called Panic in the Disco. They slapped him with one too, because in Tulsa he used their music.
No kidding.
So I keep thinking, you know, cease and desist, it's already over with. He's already used it. Yeah, he can't use it again, but you would think there would be some kind of penalties, because, you know, unless you have permission to use music, like, we can't use it in commercials or anything, because we would be, you know, it's against the law. So I would think there should be some way that they could go after him more than just slapping him with a cease and desist. So.
Well, I've only got three words to say about this.
Okay.
Lock him up.
Well, you know that ain't going to happen.
No, it's not.
But I wish it would.
Well,
leastwise not while he's in office.
Well, now, yeah, he can be locked up after that, can't he?
Yeah. So let's hope a good turnout.
Do you really want Mike Pence in charge?
No.
Okay. Then I think we better stick with what we got.
So again, I say let's hope for a good voter turnout at the polls, no matter how it turns out.
Will take place this November.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
I hope.
Well.
I take great pleasure in hearing all the lies that Trump tells, and one of the biggest ones he ever told was when he assumed office, unemployment was at 45 to 49%. Do you remember him saying that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he forgot that Obama was in 8 years before him, and that was what was here when Obama took office, although it wasn't that bad. It's about 20%, maybe.
Right.
But anyway, it is. According to TV, it's 48% now.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And,
under this great genius.
It doesn't look like there's a whole lot of recovery going to happen by the end of the year, unfortunately.
I know it. And how's come, with all the people going back to work, that there's still more and more and more filing for unemployment?
A lot of it is because there are so many businesses that have gone under or have filed bankruptcy and have let people go. And even the ones that are going back to work, it's not full force. A lot of...
I was in Kokomo, and I did see the JCPenney's going out of business.
Yeah,
that's we've had that for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, I mean...
Is that the whole chain or just certain stores?
Mostly, it's a big part of the chain, but there are a lot of stores in this area that are going to go bye-bye.
Yeah, Kohl's is the same way. Kohl's has filed.
Right.
So, I mean...
I guess I heard that, but I haven't seen signs about them going under.
Well, nothing is official as of yet, but they're on the block.
Yeah, they have filed. I think they were looking at reorganization, possibly.
He's done a great job. Make America Great Again is now his slogan, and I think he should have stayed with the other one and then thrown it out too, along with him.
And there's the rain.
Yeah, the rain.
We're getting it here now.
Yeah, we're getting rain here.
Yeah,
be prepared. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, it's raining pretty hard here. We're hard enough. We can hear it through the roof. So
we need the rain.
Yeah,
yes,
we do.
Yes, we do. Definitely.
So.
Well, Melissa, it's good to hear you. Will you be on next week then, too?
Not that I know of, unless I get a word from Kevin. I'm not sure what's going on. He just, after everything happened with his family, he called me right away, and that's why I'm here. So we'll see.
Well, I'm awful sorry to hear about his dad, but I guess he wasn't in too good a shape.
Well,
his health had
diabetes,
been... Yeah, his health had not been real good.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Okay, guys, you take care of yourselves, stay safe, and I hope to talk to you again.
Okay,
alrighty,
you take care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anybody's got comments or questions, 659-333-8180-447-4463 are the numbers. Before we get too much further down the line, we need to let people know that about a little over 5 minutes from now, we're going to be talking to Karen Gregerson in our Leading with 2020 Vision, sponsored by WILO and the Chamber of Commerce. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly here with us in the studio today. So that's what's coming up on the show for today. I want to get this out of the way now because I am sick and tired of the CDC taking a bailout.
Yeah.
I am so tired of this list because they really don't know what the blank they're talking about. And I bring this up is because they're now adding new COVID symptoms to the growing list. If you got a runny nose, nausea, or diarrhea, you may want to get yourself checked out for COVID because the CDC just added those symptoms to their list of coronavirus signs. Symptoms like fever, chills, cough, and shortness of breath are already indicators, but some doctors are worried that adding, quote, runny nose, unquote, at the height of the allergy season could unnecessarily freak out a lot of people.
Yeah, and all that is now added to the difficulty breathing, the fatigue, the muscles or body aches, the headaches, you know, loss of taste or smell, and the sore throat. So, I mean, let's face it, they don't have a clue.
That's the problem I have with the CDC. Everybody wants to listen to what everybody's got to say about it, but they really don't have a clue.
No, they don't understand
what it's really is.
They don't know because they haven't.
That's right.
Nothing like this has come around. It's going to take a long time to get all the research put together and all the statistics. That's where it's all going to come from. Statistics and what all the symptoms were that people had. But this is not like a normal flu or like a normal respiratory
disease. It is not.
It's not.
And I believe it affects everybody a little differently.
Yep.
And it's affecting various areas differently. And that's the other thing. And
right.
I'm sorry. If you don't know, please say so.
Yeah.
I mean, what you want to be safe than sorry? Otherwise, you're going to cause
just
a lot.
Just say we have no freaking clue. So if you
it's
even,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, they're just trying to cover their backside to make sure that everything is okay.
Well, and I'm not real fond of the federal government deciding to pull testing facilities from, what, 5 states now?
I haven't.
Yeah, they're talking about pulling the free federal testing from 5 states. So that what purpose is that his slowing down on testing?
I don't know.
Evidently.
But just FYI, there are 9 more coronavirus deaths in Indiana this morning. And that brings the state's death toll to at least 2,394. Health officials also announced that 523 new cases yesterday. There have been 43,655 cases of COVID-19 in the state since the pandemic began. So I'm just, you know, I'm getting a little tired of, you know, we know, but we don't know. And I'm just, you know.
Right. Right. It's common sense, folks. Just be safe.
Yeah.
Be safe. And, you know, if you're going to be in, my personal opinion is if you're going to be in a crowd, wear a mask.
Yeah.
We don't know whether it's beneficial to you, but we do know it's beneficial to others. So, you know, just wear one.
The other thing I was told, and this came from the gentleman who was the commissioner of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, he said, you know, if you're around somebody less than 10 minutes, your chances are pretty good you're not going to get it.
Right.
But if you start being from 10 minutes to a half hour, then your chances really increase and you're probably going to wind up with something.
Oh, well, yeah, because the germs are going to infiltrate the air and they're going to hang there for
That's
a while.
Right.
So,
you know,
yeah.
And as cases of COVID-19 spike across more than half of the U.S., a number of states are drawing back efforts to reopen their economies. The virus is hitting southern states particularly hard at this moment, with record daily numbers of new cases reported. Some places in the middle of a phased reopening are keeping business open with limited capacity. In other areas, businesses like bars and gyms that were set to reopen will now have to wait. As of today, Texas, Louisiana, North Carolina, Nevada, Maine, Oregon, and Idaho are all dialing back or putting reopenings on hold for the time being.
Right. California went as far as the whole state, mandatory mask. I know some counties, some local governments in Florida have gone to mandatory mask. So, Mark Rubio at that fundraiser that Pence was at was asking for the federal government to just make it mandatory. He said it's not that big a deal. Wear a freaking mask.
Yeah, and yesterday, it's California, Arizona, California, Texas, and Florida had the biggest spikes they've ever seen in one day yesterday.
Yeah.
And now California's seen a 70% surge in cases in just the last 2 days, with hospitalizations in Texas have doubled and new cases have tripled over the past 3 weeks. So that's sitting, that's out there also for everybody. And then a government watchdog report says the CDC heard efforts to track coronavirus infections, making it harder for the nation to safely reopen. The Government Accountability Office criticized the agency for incomplete and inconsistent data. A relay and a response to the virus and shortages in testing supplies and protective equipment. More than 122,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 complications.
Yeah, it's not going away anytime soon, guys.
No, it's not.
It's not going to fade. We've been lucky here in the state of Indiana. We have flattened the curve to an extent. But if we're not careful, we're going to be joining the rest of those states that are starting to see the massive...
And for those who think coronavirus takes a vacation, guess again. Yep. That ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
Okay, as part of our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading in 2020 vision, we say good morning to Karen Gregerson of the Farmers Bank. Karen, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. We're doing great. How are you?
We're doing fine around here. How's everything down at the bank doing so far today?
Everything's going well. It's very calm. Our customers are catching on to the fact that we've extended the drive-up hours so that we have less congestion, which is a great thing for our staff and a great thing for our customers not to have to wait so long. We have opened our lobby, which in spite of the fact of our efforts of trying to get that word out, not everybody was aware of that, but the lobby is available, and we are still asking if you need to sit down with the customer service person that you make an appointment. That's going very well. People are being real cooperative, and we're able to do so safely, which is the most important thing, is that we don't contribute to a resurgence in any way.
When you reopened the lobby, you had a few different things attached to it, didn't you, as far as, you know, things that you wanted. So talk a little bit about what you are doing with the lobby right now.
So we do have a greeter, and we are only have our Walnut Street entrance open. So Clinton Street entrance is not open because otherwise then we'd have quick greeters at both ends, and that would take people off of our teller staff. So we have a greeter at Walnut Street. We ask a few health-related questions, and then if everything passes, then we ask, you know, are you here for a transaction or you need to meet with somebody? We get them into a meeting room. We have what we call our clean room that is sanitized between each visit. And then we have stickers on our floor to show the spacing, mm-hmm. so that we're keeping everybody socially distant. I think that is absolutely critical.
How is this? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's one other change in that, you know, a lot of people are not wearing masks, and, you know, we believe in personal choice, but those who are wearing masks, we are asking them to lower their mask so we can identify them and get them on the camera just to make sure that we don't have any fraud going on.
Mm-hmm. As you said some time back, masks are not good at a bank.
No, but we have a bad correlation. Masks and banking has a bad correlation for us, and especially for those unfortunate people that have experienced a robbery.
How has the public and your staff taken to these new rules and regulations that you've got over at the bank?
Well, the staff has been awesome. We have included them in providing input to how we should do things, because their comfort and safety is very, very important to us. And then our customers have been really great, too. They've been very understanding, very cooperative, and it's been really neat to see how that community has come together for us.
Is there any one or two services that people should probably just go ahead and go on inside to the lobby, then go through the drive-up to get accomplished?
You know, pretty much anything related to your account, your checking account, can be done through the drive-up. But, you know, if there's a problem with the account, maybe you have some activity on your account that you're questioning, we could probably take most of that over the phone. CD, if you're coming in for a renewal of a CD or need to talk about a loan, we prefer you to come in for that. Although we're doing a lot of mortgage loans online and through phone and then, you know, all the way to closing. So we'll work with the customer, whatever they're most comfortable with.
What advice would you give to people right now who are coming into the bank and facilities or going through the drive-up? Anything in particular that you specifically would recommend to people?
I would suggest you try to avoid the busiest time, unless you don't mind waiting. the busiest time being Fridays are particularly busy. And if you see a long line and you don't have time, come back if it's not inconvenient. And then don't forget that nearly everything we offer you can get online if you use a smartphone or a computer. That's another way to access your services.
And so it looks like everything is going really well for you guys and down there.
It really is. And thanks again to our employees and our customers for their cooperation. They're what is what's making it go so well.
Okay. Karen, is there anything else you'd like to add or bring up that we haven't talked about this morning?
No, I appreciate you guys running this program so that we can hear different perspectives and learn from one another. So thank you for that.
Okay. Thanks,
Karen, before you take off, why don't you, you mentioned the extended hours for the drive-thru. Why don't you let our listeners, in case they don't know, what those extended hours are?
Great idea. So we are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the drive-up, Monday through Friday, and then still 9 to 12 on Saturday.
Well, and I thank you for that, too, because for someone like me who lives out in the country that's not in town all the time, it's great to have those extended hours. They kind of fit into the schedule. So I'm hoping maybe after all this is over with, you guys will think about maybe keeping those.
Well, I know there will be a lot of changes as a result of this that we'll have to consider, and we'll certainly consider that based on the needs of our customers.
Okay. Karen, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time, and best of luck to you guys and everything going on at the bank.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Everybody be well and stay safe.
You do the same. All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Karen Gregerson, who's the president and CEO of the Farmers Bank, on our Leading with 2020 vision. That's the thing we're doing with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. Any questions or comments, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Give us a call, and we'll be happy to discuss some things. Seems like coronavirus and Trump have been the dominant things.
I think after all this whole week, we were ready to vent for a little bit.
Yeah, we were.
Don't you think?
I know. I was. Especially when I saw this thing from the CDC. I'm kind of like,
again. Yeah.
Again.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, got a question for you.
Okay.
When was the last time you cleaned your computer?
Every day, actually.
Oh, okay. You may be one of the few people who do that.
Yep.
That's one of the questions. When was the last time you cleaned your computer? If you're like half of Americans, it's probably been a while. A new study finds on average, we haven't cleaned out our computer desktops in at least 2 years.
Oh, no, I clean mine all the time.
And two-thirds of us consider our computers as to be very cluttered with stuff we haven't used in ages. Most Americans are worried about accidentally deleting something important, so they just live with the digital mess.
No.
I don't think I would.
I made a laptop last almost 13 years. You know that. You saw my laptop.
I know. I remember what that was.
I keep it clean. I keep everything on an external hard drive so it can be moved from computer to computer. And I don't keep anything on my computer unless I just absolutely have to. Most of that's just because the program won't let you load it somewhere else. You got to load it on the hard drive.
True.
So, but yeah, no.
Okay, for all you music lovers, and if you like to see name changes, we got another one for you.
Yep.
We had Lady Antebellum earlier this week change their names to Lady A earlier.
They had to have a Zoom call with the R&B singer whose name was Lady A, and she had had that for a long time. Mm-hmm. So.
But another country music group is changing its name to remove a controversial slavery era reference. The Dixie Chicks have changed their name to The Chicks on social media and their website. The Texas band has not issued a statement on the change, but features a quote on their website saying they wanted to, quote, meet this moment, unquote. Problem is, the Dixie Chicks are never going to be able to, you know, they were still at the State Fair, several years ago when it collapsed and everything. So that's something they're not going to be able to live down.
Yeah. So. Yeah. They're making the effort.
I know.
And their music's great. The new album that they came out with is really good. I'm impressed.
I'm kind of, since I no longer do too much of the morning shows anymore, I don't really keep up on something like that. I probably should, but I just don't.
We need to find an Elvis song. We need an Elvis song. This is an anniversary.
Would you like to expound on that?
Well, in 1977, Elvis Presley closed his concert at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis with Can't Help Falling in Love with You, and it was his last concert. He passed away 7 weeks after that.
Okay. We have another caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
Good, good. Well, we can celebrate our last reported day in Clinton County, zero cases.
Mm-hmm.
Zero cases, so we'll see what happens. So it's good that we're bending.
This may be the only place on the planet that's showing no signs of anything right now.
Yeah.
Well, you have cases, you have hospitalizations, and you have deaths. And even nationally, the deaths are going down, fortunately, although I think we had the last reported day in the United States, we had June 24th, we had 751 COVID-related deaths in the United States. 121,976 deaths so far. But if you have cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, and the deaths even nationally are going down, fortunately, as the 751 indicates, but that's still... You know, there's still a jetliner crashing every day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
So.
You know, and the CDC keeps adding symptoms, which tells me they don't know what the heck they're doing.
Well, they'll get it all figured out by Election Day, I'm sure.
Well, a little prodding from DT, I'm sure they definitely will get it worked out by that time.
Well.
We have, again, zero cases. So, going back in time, we've had... zero last reported day, one before that, two before that, one before that, four, two, four, two, one, zero, zero, one, six, one, two, zero, zero, one, four. So that's the timeline going back to Clinton County.
Okay.
That's for cases. Again, I think we ought to watch cases, hospitalizations, and death, and see what the curves are. So.
Well, it all depends on what's going on around us, I think, more so than what we want to let.
But they're all related, and we're getting better at the death, but it's not, obviously it's not zero yet, but we are getting better compared to the confusion we had at that first, you know, when they were sending COVID-related patients back to nursing homes and so forth. That has really made a big difference. Okay, we'll talk
all right.
Later.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
So what are you doing this weekend?
I'll do my show tomorrow. I'm going Inside the Huddle tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Got a very good lineup for us.
What's the lineup? Don't keep us in suspense.
No, the lineup, we'll see. We'll have Ed Niehaus from the Frankfort High School Athletic Director. He'll be on at 9. 9:15, we'll have the commissioner from the Patriot League on the East Coast over in New England.
Cool.
She'll be on at 9:15. And then at 9:30, we're going to have the new Indiana High School Athletic Association Commissioner, Paul Nighting. Paul's been on before.
Yeah.
But he will be back on with us tomorrow.
I'll be interested to see what he thinks of all of this.
And of course, the big topic, and this is the reason I've got all these people together, the big topic, of course, is going to be, you know, how are we going to handle athletics, and how are we going to try to handle particularly football, because if they don't have football with all the revenue it creates,
right,
there's going to be a major problem for schools coming up this fall.
Yeah, I think we've already seen some of that already. So
yeah, we have already seen a lot of that, and it's you know, it's just not right now. It's just not a good situation. I mean, it's just not. And to be perfectly honest, I mean, I had a lot of hope about two, 3 weeks ago we were going to see something, and then shortly thereafter I kind of got jolted back to reality, and I'm not nearly as confident as what I was.
Right. I don't know. I'm not either. I look to before it's over with. Now, Indiana may be different. We may, like you said, we're very, very fortunate.
And to this point, we are.
Here in Clinton County, we are extremely fortunate that everybody's paying attention and basically doing, you know, following procedures and stuff. So we may not have the issues that a lot of the other places are, but I'm not going to be surprised if we aren't back in virtual schools in the fall.
You know, and the other thing of it is that with this being a contact disease, supposedly, maybe I should start saying everything on this disease is supposedly after what we read this.
Speculation.
Yeah, so it's a contact disease. But the last time I checked, football is very much a contact sport.
Oh, yeah.
And as most sports are, unless you're having an individual competition, like, say, golf, cross country or something like that, you could probably get away with it. But as far as, you know, as far as contact right. sports, I'm not sure how they're going to do it.
I don't either. And for that fact, you know, let's look at the locker room. No matter what sports you're in,
yep.
it's still, you're going to come into close proximity with people in the locker room.
That's
so
right.
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to find out something after this show is over, because I got a meeting at 10 to kind of discuss that. So I'm going to find out some things here shortly.
Yeah, me, I'm spending my time on Netflix.
Oh, aren't you lucky? We need to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's and Greeks on the Square in Frankfort, Clinton County Daily News, along with Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com. Made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Law Slabby's Food and Freedom. We'll be right back.